Well, a really good morning to you on this Friday morning. I don't know whether you see Friday as the end of a week or the beginning of the weekend. As somebody who loves sport, and obviously Sunday's been a key part of my life and job, I just sort of see it as the beginning of the weekend. Yeah, but it's the end of the week, isn't it? Hey, we're not going to argue. It's Steve's thought for the day, and we're nearly at the end of these 12 minor prophets. And I want to introduce you, if you've never met him before, to Zechariah. What a great, it's one of the longest of these minor prophets. And so we haven't got a chance to really helicopter ride over all the messages that come in there. But I do want to zoom in on one little bit that really strikes me quite powerfully in this whole picture that Zechariah paints. Let me read some verses to you, but I want to say the word resources to you first. So, here we go. Now, the angel of the Lord, this is chapter 4, the first few verses. Now, the angel who talked to me came back and he wakened me. Wakened as a man who is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, "What do you see?" So I said, "I'm looking and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left." Let's pause there. Because one of the probably tedious duties of being a servant in the temple was the constant care of these very lamps that are being referred to on the golden lampstand. You see, they had to be continually filled and refilled with oil, cleaned out of all the old stuff and all the gunk and the soot, and their wicks, of course, would have to be maintained. But in his vision, Zechariah sees lamps that are self-filling, fed directly from two olive trees. Interesting. So the story continues and the vision continues. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Here's a quick blast of a 70s church classic that used to go, "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord." That's enough of that. I want to just think about that in the picture that I've painted, this lampstand that's self-filling because of the stuff that's surrounded by, and then this picture where God says, "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit." Resources are required pretty much all the time to do things. If you're going to cook a meal, you need the resources of equipment to cut up, of the actual ingredients, then of the implements to cook them in. If you're going to go, as many as have done over the last weeks, and work out in the garden and do some chopping and cutting and replanting, you know, it's probably good to have the resources of at least a spade, a trowel, some gloves to keep your hands relatively clean, some of the other bits and bobs that go with it. You see where I'm going? If you're going to develop anything, build anything, you've got to have the resources. In God's work, we need and we have resources. Many of us have buildings or places where we meet. We have people like myself who we call ministers, other people who are musicians and various people, resources, physical resources to make the thing work. We at Life Church, we've got a fabulous facility that unfortunately we haven't met in now for what is running into months, not just weeks. We've got our sports hall, we've got our main auditorium, we've got offices, we've got other lounges that we can use for various activities. That's a great resource for us to do the work of the church. But as I often say to people, if you come in and you love what we've got there, and the many churches got it better and bigger than us, we have got one resource that's far more crucial, important, necessary, first call than any of those. And that's the Holy Spirit. Zechariah heard this, "Not by might, not by power." You might have them resources, Zechariah, and they are crucial and key to so much of the day-to-day work that goes on. But Here's the key resource. By my Spirit, says the Lord. So I say to you today, whatever degrees, whatever letters you've got behind your name, whatever years of experience you've got, however you feel that God has blessed you and gifted you with natural ability or ability that's been trained and honed, use all of that to the glory of God. Use the skills that you've got, the resources, but never, 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 like Zechariah, lose sight of the fact that the greatest resource that we have is the energy and ability of the Holy Spirit. Because in Acts 1 verse 8, you will receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you will be witnesses to me. After the Holy Spirit has come upon you, that great resource. It's not about eloquence of tongue, about clever words and articulation. Holy Spirit. What resources you got? Fantastic. But make sure above, beyond and around them all, you've got the Holy Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Father, today, on this Friday morning, we just commit ourselves to you. And we ask that you again would infill us and fill us by the power and enabling of your Holy Spirit. That the things that we do, however important and significant, or however menial we might think they are, they will be done to glorify you, and they'd be done in the ability and the energizing and the empowering of the Holy Spirit. So come and fill us again, so that we might say, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Speak to you later. Make a great day. Carpe diem.